confess my sins, I ask for mercy. Help me to be a faithful steward to minister this glorious gospel. Help me to speak as an oracle of God. I'll give me tongue of a learned to speak a word in season to him that is weary. As word goes forth, let it cause our will to become more humble, our minds further enlightened with revelation knowledge, our emotions to further control and tempered by the power of the fruit of his realm to redeem time of the same things that are unnecessary. As the word goes forth, let it break jokes in our lives. Let it meet needs, causing glory to go to the name of Jesus and blessing to us, his sons. And my Holy Spirit, I lean on you. Come and possess my faculties, Lord God Almighty. Give me what to say in this hour. Help me to redeem time, not to say things that are unnecessary. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The title of my message is Overcoming Much Tribulation by Being Rooted and Grounded in Love. Overcoming Much Tribulation by Being Rooted and Grounded in Love. Pastor Baker was sharing beautifully on Wednesday, you know, about overcoming tribulation. And pastors who have shared quite a lot, if you go to the website of a church, about the last, even preached it some months ago, where he shared about tribulation, justice, and God's righteousness. You see, we are in a season and a time in which we need to have an understanding of what is actually going on, so we can cooperate with God. The Bible says that understanding is a wellspring of life, but it's unto him that has it. So the scripture I'll start with is the book of Acts chapter 14 verse 20. I'm not saying anything new. Pastor has shared over and over. I was preparing some days ago. God reminded me that also mommy has shared about this same thing some years ago. He just came spontaneously about 10 years ago. And then there was so much pressure in the atmosphere. And she said something. She said, pressure. Don't pressure me. Can we remember if you are here? Can you all remember? Let's look at pressure. Don't pressure me. Hallelujah. You see, as I continue. So Acts chapter 14 verse 22. This was just after they beat up Paul and stoned him. And the Bible says he went back to Lystra and Derbe. They now quoted the scripture. Because when you hear, he knew that when the brethren heard what he was going to, it is for them to say, I can't continue. So he now read Acts 14 verse 22. Say, confirming the souls of the disciples. Notice about disciples. And exhorting them to what? Continue. Say, continue in the faith. And that we must, say must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. It was said, continue. Say, everybody say, continue. Folks, there's no way back. We have to see this thing to a logical conclusion. Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Said, through much tribulation. That word much there, in the Greek, it means binding. It is compulsory. It's a compulsory course. Like said the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, he must, this same word, he must needs through, pass through Samaria. What are we saying? God wants us. Say, God wants us to overcome much tribulation in order to enter into the kingdom. Like I said, he was talking to disciples. So here he wasn't talking about getting born again, because they were already born again and they were disciples. Here he's talking about experiencing, coming to the experience of a total dominion. Say, total dominion of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, in our spirits, spirits, souls, wills, minds, emotions, and our bodies. Like Pastor Andrew sang, taking us from servants to becoming kings. Now come to a place where you now begin to reign as kings in life through Christ Jesus. Folks, that is our destiny. That is our purpose in this life. Jesus Christ said, he said, for this purpose was I born, that I might bear witness unto the truth. Your purpose in life is to grow from a servant to a prince and to become a king. But you must go through much tribulation. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. You can't have faith for what God has not promised. So Luke chapter 12, verse 32. What does it say? It says, fear not. Say, fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to what? To give you the kingdom. See, God wants to give you and I the kingdom. But notice he said, little flock. It's not for the crowd. It's for the crowd, but few respond. That's why you can count our numbers. Many are called. Thank you, sir. But a few are chosen. And yet, less are faithful.
We're going to be faithful in Jesus' name. Now, what is tribulation? The Greek word tribulation means lipsis. It means a pressing. Say a pressing. Pressing together. Pressure. Affliction. Distress. Straits. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, this speaks about in types and shadow form, the Lord Jesus Christ at Gethsemane. Do you know where Gethsemane is situated? At the foot of the Mount of Olives. So when you experience a mountaintop experience, you are coming down to Gethsemane, the place of the oil press. Yes. Folks, you'll be encouraged by the end of the message. You will be encouraged. Because you see, there is nowhere to run to. Nigeria is experiencing its own tribulation right now. But the tribulation worketh what? Patience. Patience, experience. Experience, hope. And hope what? Maketh not ashamed. Before, you know, when you used to buy fuel, you leave your car on. You are in traffic. You just be gisting. But now, when you get to, you switch it off. Because you now know how much a liter of petrol is. If that did not occur, we'll keep on being wasteful. We'll not learn to manage our resources properly. Just because when he fed 5,000, he said, gather. He could see if there were 10,000, or let us say 1 million, he could have multiplied. But he said, gather. Giving us an example, say, Paul said, I've learned to abound, I've learned to abase. Many times, tribulation teaches you and I to abase ourselves. Yeah, now, you can't go to the petrol station and sit in the car and say, you want to buy 5,000 liters or whatever. No, sorry, let's say 10,000. You'll be watching the meter to make sure the guy actually sells. Yes, it's tribulation. Because if you don't watch, the guy can swindle you and then you go a few meters ahead, the car will stop working. But before you won't work, will you watch? No. So Nigeria is undergoing what? Tribulation. It's all over the world. We ourselves are undergoing what? Tribulation. Like Christ said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So, what is tribulation? Pastor taught over and over these things. He said that it is, I put in my note, and I'll quote what he said. It is the catalyst that God allows to perfect his love. Now, say, tribulation is the catalyst that God allows what? To perfect his love in us. What is a catalyst? He quoted that day. A catalyst is a substance that increases the rate of a chemical reaction without itself undergoing any permanent chemical change. God is using Satan and doesn't know. Using him for Jesus. Jesus is crowned now, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, he's still as he is. As the princes of this world know, they will not have crucified the Lord of Glory. You see, I dare say, are you a catalyst? Are you participating in the chemical reaction and you are changing? You see, I don't want to see human beings. But see, what God has done is this. He has allowed situations to occur so that those that don't learn to control or to dominate or to flush out the sin nature in their souls and bodies, you will allow them. I use them as a catalyst to perfect your love. So when you are crying, God, deliver me, God, deliver me. No, it won't. Especially if you're in a marriage situation. Do you want to divorce? God is very wise. So there's a scripture I can't remember saying in Romans. It says, oh, the exceeding riches of God's wisdom and knowledge is past finding out. God has no resources to waste. He uses everything. Everything. Even Satan. Like Pastor Clay was sharing today about the high priest. He did not even know. The only thing you'll be able to use to judge yourself, whether you are right or wrong, is this. It's not because God put something for you to do. It's this thing in line with the love of God. So what has been written in the negative will not occur to you, occur like Satan or like Judas. So I want to give another example as I was preparing. God gave me the example. Many of us must have pressure cookers in our home. Right or wrong? Yes. God has put the body of Christ in a pressure cooker. A pressure cooker is what you use to cook your food. You seal it completely, and then it cooks faster. Are you following me? Because of steam pressure. What am I saying? Can you imagine by expecting a guest and the food is not ready? Are you all with me?
Mustafa, I watched this. I remember this. God, man, I watched it a long time ago when I was in school. He said, "Guess who's coming to dinner?" Have you watched that film before? Sidney Poitier. Thank you, sir. See, but it's not Sidney Poitier that is coming for dinner. It is Jesus Christ. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man should open to me, I will come and sup with him and I with him." So everything must be ready. So all in a pressure cooker, there's nowhere to run to. And the next thing he said that after a substitute, he said that no grant to sit in my throne. He must have sat in my father's throne. So folks, the food must be ready. Say the food must be ready. You and I must be ready. Praise the Lord. So what is this tribulation? I'm trying to explain it to you. It's nothing to be afraid of. Because say, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Say, "It is your father's good pleasure," not just pleasure, "to give you the kingdom." To give you the kingdom. Say, "Give." God will give us the kingdom. Yes, we are right there now. He wants to give us the kingdom. I'm going to have an understanding of why Satan is throwing everything, including the kitchen sink. Both within our families, in circumstances, workplace, wherever you find yourself. You know how he does it? He uses the sin nature in the air. And in people around you, he activates it to create affliction, to create pressure. Psalm 23 verses 4 and 5. We quote it all the time. God showed me something. You will see how tribulation will lead to inheriting the spirit without measure. I read Psalm 23 verses 4 and 5. Say, let's go. "Yea, though I walk through." He didn't say we are going to run through. You can't run through this thing. Say, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." That is tribulation. "I will fear what? No evil." Why? "For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Verse 5. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil." What kind of oil? The oil that runs over. Spirit that measure. "And my cup runneth over." So it's with us. Say, God is with us. If God be for us, who can be against us? The scripture God gave me some years ago. Isaiah 41 verse 10. We still confess it today. But let's read the Amplified Bible. Isaiah 41 verse 10. I want us to have an understanding. I keep saying, Bible says, understanding is the wellspring of life unto him that has it. When you don't have it, you'll be discouraged. When you have it, Bible says, count it all joy. When you fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of a faith worketh patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. Isaiah 41 verse 10, Amplified Bible says, "Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I'm with you." Say, "I'm with you." We just read in Psalm 23. "Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will what? Say, strengthen you." Is he on the board? He said, "I will what? Strengthen and harden you toward difficulties." Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. That is, God said, "I'm going to strengthen you and harden you to difficulties." So many people are beginning to cry. What are we going to eat tomorrow? What? You just smile. It doesn't disturb you again. You just wake up like Christ. Say, "Peace be still." Rubbish and nonsense. How dare you disturb my sleep? You're not saying, "Oh, Master, cares not." No. You can't. It's a training process. It won't happen in one day. That's why we are all under covering. So the one Bible says, God will not allow you to be tempted about what you are able to do. But with tempted, will make a way of escape. For many of us, our way of escape is still under covering. So God will block it. "No, how can you allow this to come to you? You can't handle it." Oh, conscious Chakarani is just preaching. You can't handle it. You know, God knows everybody's heart. If you think you can handle it, then let us remove covering for one day. Or pray the prayer that pastor prayed. "Train me like Jesus Christ." Oh my God. I don't say her. I would say the time is not yet. Praise the Lord. So what are we saying? Very important. God wants to harden you to difficulties. Romans chapter 8 verse 35 in Amplified Bible. In the King James, you know, Paul, after he wrote that fine chapter, you know, said, he asked the question. He did not say what though. He said who.
If you have said what, you say, okay, miss, who means there's someone behind it? Like, who is knocking on the door? Who? Now. Say, who shall ever separate us from the love of Christ? This is, will tribulation, or is the first thing mentions is tribulation. Two things you need to see there is this. Love, the love of God perfected, is stronger than tribulation. Right or wrong? He said, who? He said, is it tribulation? In the Amplified Bible I have here, I don't know which one. Say, who shall separate us from Christ's love? Shall suffering and affliction and tribulation. Is it suffering and affliction equals to tribulation? Or calamity and distress, or persecution, or hunger, or destitution, or peril or sword. That is, all those things cannot separate you from the love of God if you perfect it. It's not possible. It's not as strong as the love of God. Love never fails. Love is the greatest. You see, I will tell us the truth. You see, we are called to the fellowship of his sufferings. You must not preach a half-baked gospel. No, the fellowship of his sufferings does not involve in what he did and died on the cross and went to hell. No, he's done that. Nobody's dying on the cross again. Nobody's going to hell. He has paid that price. But we are called to suffer with humiliation. You see that in Philippians chapter 2. He said he became a man. He said, and I became a man. And I became a servant. And he humbled himself unto death. You don't understand. His creation, starting from Peter, they'll pull him. Master! Can you imagine you pulling God? This shall not be unto you. They came, they slapped him. They beat him. Slausha. Why? The angel will say, let us say the guy's name is Jehoshaphat. That was his name. Second person got it. You slapped him. They want to move. Just like I said, he said, do you think I don't have 12 billion of angels to deliver me? They will have beaten one angel. Go and ask from the Assyrian king. One angel. 85,000. We're 185. You now come and slap the king of kings. He said, don't you think I have... You see, there's no way going about this love, you know. Whatever comes against you, wherever you find yourself, practice the love of God. Because the dividends are rich. When people start inheriting spirit, I mean, it is bold or fool. But say the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared. Growth will be revealed in us. So if they slap you, he said, if they take your coat, let them take the second one. He said, if they come to go 1 mile, go the extra mile, just smile. So we are called to fellowship humiliation. You can't escape it. Don't deceive. We must tell the truth. But we already read, I said, even though you pass through the valley of death, I will be with you. We are also called to suffer self-denial. Say self-denial. That's what you do every morning when you get up and you follow those steps of how to practice working and praying. You are practicing. And the more you do that, the more you reduce the tribulation, the time span, and any collateral damage. I follow. So God has not let us without a witness. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12 says, if we suffer, we shall also what? Reign with him. But if we deny him, he will also deny us. He will not deny us in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So what are we talking about? You see, I'm trusting God to give us understanding. There was a time that Mordecai, a type of the fathers, was walking like this in sackcloth and ashes. And he sent to Esther. He said, they should go and tell him. So Esther now sent. You know, Esther now, God has blessed Esther. So she's now in the king's court. So he now said, go and give Mordecai clothes to change. But she said something. She sent one of the eunuchs. He said, go and ask Mordecai what is and why. It's in Esther chapter 4, verse 5. So once you know what is tribulation and to know why of the tribulation, is Esther chapter 4, verse 5. And of course, you know what he said. Mordecai said, look, Esther, you have come to the kingdom for such a time. If you do not respond, paraphrasing, God will raise up enlargement book on you and your father's house.
There are many of us today, I can say the glory of God, it is because of where we are that God is keeping those that are connected to us. God will say, he's still there. Okay, no problem.
So I sought for a man to stand in the gap.
Why did God keep Lot and his wife? God of Abraham. You'll not be an Abraham yet. We are under Abraham's covering, like Eliezer. So God will come and look everything. He's in church today. Okay, no problem. Why? Because God wants to give you rest. Because if anything happens, you are ready, wherever they are, it will distract you. So God will keep everything in peace. Understand it though. You're not just coming to church for coming sake. You're just coming to church to mark register. You're not just waking up in the morning and good morning, good morning. Just no. There is a reason for everything. So when you appear, Bible says they go from strength to strength. Everyone that appears before God in Zion. But God says, yes, he's there. He's still there. No problem. Praise the Lord. So when you understand, Satan knows that once there's a manifestation of the sons of God, that is the end. Like Pastor said, he said, it is not the end, but the end of the beginning. Once the sons manifest, is in big trouble because he can look back at once what one son did. Pastor said, he said, he's bringing many sons to glory. So you understand, so is G3. So he's doing everything possible to try and delay, to try and distract, to try and discourage. But he has failed. So we need to understand. Hosea chapter 13, verse 13. Talking about Ephraim in Amplified Bible. Hosea 13, verse 13, Amplified Bible. Are we there? I'll read. Depends of a woman or tribulation. Depends of a woman in childbirth are coming on for him to be born. But he's an unwise son. For now, when it is time, say it is time. But say now, understanding the time. Say in Romans, he said that it is high time. So, but Ephraim does not know. Anytime the Bible talks about Ephraim, we're not talking about the tribe of Ephraim. We're talking about Israel that is backsliding. Understand? So he says, the pains of a woman in childbirth are coming on for him to be born. But he's an unwise son. For now, when it is time to be born, he comes not to the place where unborn children break forth. Doesn't come for prayer meeting again. He says he'll watch online. It's not wrong to watch online, no. But the same Bible says that, forsaking not the assembly of yourselves together, even much more the soul, as you see the day approaching. God told me something. Coming to church is the epicenter. The ripple effect is what you get. So you can't live like that forever. Church, say, they go from strength to strength. Everyone that appears before God in Zion. Not if you are at home and you are watching online. If you are not disciplined, especially if you have a little child, you can be eating. But can you eat in church? It's not possible. You can be cooking. You can be eating. What is he even saying? Distractions from different angles. I'm not saying it is wrong to join online. God has made that way of escape. Are you following me? But you see, you can't live online. It is not wrong to watch the message online. Why did we online? God gave us that way of escape before COVID. When mommy started, I follow me. So God knew what was going to happen so that people would not drop. A lot of churches closed down during COVID because they could not communicate. But now that COVID is over, are you getting me? Everybody should return. So when you can't make it, God will permit, he will cover. Grace will cover. So are you following me? So very important. Let me finish that scripture. He said, when it is time to be born, it comes not to the place where unborn children break forth. He needs new birth, but makes no effort to acquire it. John chapter 16, verse 33. I'll use scriptures to explain Amplified Bible. Just Christ said, he said, I have told you these things so that in me you will have perfect peace. And what? Confidence. In the world, you have what? Tribulations and trials. And what? Distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. I named four things. Say, take courage. Be confident. Certain. Undaunted. for I have overcome the world. Listen to this.
I have deprived it of power to harm you. And I have conquered it for you.
That's what Peter said. He said, after you have suffered a while, see, God will strengthen, establish, and say to you. Folks, the sufferings of this present time are not worth to compare to what is ahead of us. It's not worthy. Bible says, this our light affliction, when you understand it, Bible says, why am I even crying, self? It's a light affliction. Folks, people speak against you, they do this, they persecute you, they misbehave. It's light affliction. Comparing the more excellent glory. So I have some examples in the Bible. But these things are written for admonition to whom the ends of the world are. I will take the extreme. God will take two extremes. So you know that at least you find yourself in between. Are you following me? So look at the story of Job. Anytime we hear the story, we are afraid. Ah, Job. Folks, God just wants us to see that he's faithful. That even when we have been told, and we can see from scripture, that Job at a certain time in his life, he stopped keeping spiritual law. Are you following me? So that is what led to the calamity. That occurred to you. Will not occur to us in Jesus' name. I don't want us to be afraid. But you see, one thing I was meditating. Look at the story of Job. He lost everything in one day. And that will not happen to anybody in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yes. Job didn't have a spiritual father to cover him. Are you with me? He lost everything in one day. But that when each time something occurs, listen to this. A servant will escape. Will say, this happened. Sabian's case. I have escaped. That means that the others could have escaped. You don't get what I'm trying to say. But you see, if Satan wasn't planning to leave one person, but says that God would make a way of escape, that means those that were present in that place at that time could have escaped if they had done what that servant did. So God will not allow you to tell that about what you are able to be, but will make a way of escape. How come it wasn't that person that escaped? Anyway, when those things occurred, you know what God did? In Job chapter 1 verse 20, it says, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. Is this to sing praise and worship, bro? Everything is going on fine. But maybe they delay your salary. Like the government at the time, I don't pay for 5 months. Can I sing praise and worship God on an empty stomach? You don't understand. Meat for the belly and belly for the meat. God will destroy. Don't let your belly determine how you worship God. Job had lost everything. What was he saying? He worshiped God. He got to a place, Job 14, 14. He said, if a man die, you need to get to that place. Oh. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? He said, all the days of my life, will I wait until my release comes? Learn to wait. Oh. Learn to wait. Just wait there. Just stay there. So that but when the Son of Man shall come, so when he comes back, he meets you there. Then those that are laughed at you, they will say, God is faithful. And say, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. To those that go for weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless, say doubtless, return with sheaves, rejoicing. Stay there. Stay there. He said in Job 13, 15, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You now wonder why God will make up this girl. We say twice. He said that when he was talking to Israel, he said, even though Noah, Daniel, and Job should pray, he said they won't save themselves. Who told you that God is not recording what you do? Every thought. He said, even though Job, Daniel, and Noah should beg for these people, paraphrasing, he said they can only save themselves. They became a standard in Israel. And as we are told, Job lived before Abraham. Now, what is the end of Job? James chapter 5, verse 10, I read. As an example, brothers and sisters, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as messengers and representatives. Verse 11. You know we call those blessed and happy, spiritually prosperous, favored by God, who are steadfast. Say steadfast. Endure difficult circumstances. You have heard of the patient endurance of Job. He became a standard also in the New Testament.
And you have seen the Lord's outcome, how he's richly blessed Job.
The Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. I need to say this. God is not the one that orchestrates tribulation. Like I already said, it's Satan. So we must not call what Satan has done what God is doing. You see, if Job had done, I'm not criticizing Job. Or if Job had done what he ought to do, that thing will not occur. If his children had learned what they were supposed to learn, that will not occur. Or else, why would God want to turn his captivity and give him twice? He could have given him straight if he was doing what he was supposed to do. God just gave him the balance. But he didn't have to lose everything to get the balance.
Are you following me? Very important. Second person is Daniel. I'll just rush through it. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Have you ever observed when you decide to do the right thing, Satan kicks up a storm through people? The first tribulation that came against him, this wicked king had a dream. Can you imagine? I said, you didn't tell them the dream. He said, oh. He's like, people come for an examination. He said, oh, answer the question. They said, oh, God, why is the question paper? No question, just answer. You are laughing. That is what the man did. He had a dream. He didn't tell them the dream. He now said, interpret the dream for me. He said, oh, God, why is the question paper? I give him answer scripts. He said, answer. If you can't answer it, I will fail you. Yeah, so he was going to kill them. But Daniel called his friends. He said, why is the king so hasty? He called Shadrach, Meshach. He said, they went to pray. I said, night time, God give Daniel. He saved not only himself and the three Hebrew boys, the other Israelites that were eating all kinds of rubbish just by one man. And they also the magicians. God has sent out of mercy. They didn't die in their sin. They were idol worshippers. So God said, okay, because of these four Hebrew boys, I will cover you so you can repent. The second time, this same man, you know, he said, Bible said he worshipped Daniel. And he said, oh, there's no God like this. Next chapter, the guy again wakes up another day, puts up a statue, and says that everybody, when they hear the sound of the king called, they should worship him. One thing that I saw when I was meditating is, when anytime God helps you, bring those that are with you along. Daniel did not pick new friends. Let me show you. It's one of the terrible mistakes that people make. You know, when God blesses you and you are okay, they now change your friends. You know, I can't move with these people again. So maybe it's the, I don't want to mention any example. Maybe it's the so-and-so that you met in a place that is now your close friend. Look at what Daniel did. Daniel chapter 2 verse 49. Daniel requested of the king after he gave them gifts. And he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. You know why? If he had not done it, the lions then is still waiting for him in front. Is it the unbelievers that will come and call to pray for him? Understand it too. Understand who are your friends. Understand those that stood with you in difficult times. Why did God allow that? That's why David chooses. He did not choose his friends when he got to the palace. It were those that went with him to the cave of Adullam. Even though they were not perfect. We understood that this one, so they will stick with me. That's why Jesus Christ said, if you suffer with me, you will reign with me. It's a principle. So anyway, to summarize, every temptation that came was an examination to promote Daniel. The one of the one last one is the what's it called? One of the lions then. And what happened? We know the story. The lion could not eat him. He came out alive. They promoted him again. That one was so bad. You see a key there, what I'm talking about. The Bible says that when they made that, you know what they did? They said that nobody must pray again to any God apart from the king. That is, the king now was supposed to act as God for 30 days. You can say, JP, just 30 days. Let me just quickly pray. Nobody will know. Who told you? But you know, but I said, when Daniel heard that the decree was made, he said he opened his windows to Jerusalem and he prayed three times as was his custom. Abednego, what's it? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They told him, he said, oh king, we are not careful to answer on this matter. He said, our God is able to deliver us. I'm paraphrasing. But if he does not deliver us, we will not bow. No, they could have arranged a meeting and say, okay, let us see you. And have a meeting closed doors. Let's settle out of court like they do. And they will go inside and go and bow. Folks, people may come out too. But you know what? In Proverbs 15:3, I think it's 15, put it there. It says that the eyes of the Lord, no, it's not wrong, true or false. It says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. God has CCTV cameras watching you. So you can go to your gas office and misbehave and come out and say, praise God, they promoted me in the eyes of the Lord. Are we there? And in every place, beholding the good and the evil. You can come and give testimony and say, I praise God, the eyes of the Lord, and every place, beholding what? The good and the evil. It's in Proverbs 15:3. You see, a natural CCTV camera, closed captioned TV, you can pick the physical, but God will see the heart. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good, including your heart. He will scan the heart. He will see everything. Then they will record it. Daniel was so great a man that thrice in the Bible, the angel, Gabriel, for the other angel, say, a man greatly beloved. That is, the angels are talking about Daniel. In Yoruba, are you in your Bible? Somebody that was supposed to have given up. He was already a eunuch because of, I think it was Ezekiel's sin, right? That showed the things to, so they castrated all of them. It's enough to make the guy say, what am I living for? Bitter for life. That God, why do you allow this to happen to me? It's what my so-and-so did. But the guy took the bulls by the horns. And he went ahead. We are talking about Daniel today. Who wants to name? God did not even honor the other people over 3 million by putting their names there. He just left them out. He didn't talk about them. And Daniel reigned. He lived from one king to the other, just shuffling them like, and the pastor will say, this one, go. This one, go. This one, go. The Bible says he saw the peace of Jerusalem. He saw the peace of Jerusalem. That always go. He said, you see, your children and children will see the, you see the peace of something like a peace of Jerusalem. He saw everything happen. I don't want to dwell so much on Daniel. I want us to be encouraged. I don't care what Satan is doing. I was thinking, I'll just mention the example. It's many times Satan does not know. Many times we ourselves, we think that we know, but we don't know what God wants for us. Let me follow you scripture. Just come to my mind. You see, when they offered Micah, Saul's daughter, to David, he was very happy. Then, before the marriage took place, they gave him to somebody else. He did not know that God was delivering him. He said, I want to keep quiet. He sent for him again. Go and marry somebody that will despise your God. He said, see, you are dancing like... And I remembered one time. Present site where life was is not where it was before. But I said, God causes all things to work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. We had finished prayer meeting. We went that it's on the way on the way Ugo Road. Everybody was fasting. Went to go and pray over the land where is I'm describing the place because I don't know who has been given the place. But anyway, the guy in charge, let me say the guy in charge, or guy at the top at that time, he took it. You can imagine the discouragement. You can't compare that place to this place. You cannot. So God knows, don't be discouraged though. If you are facing a disappointment, don't be discouraged. As long as you love God and you are following after purpose and you are praying, God is doing something. He's working it out. Don't be discouraged. Don't put your hands down. Don't write your own question. You know, yes, when God puts some people in a crucible, they will write their own question. And they will answer it. And they will submit it. Yes, our past. You see, one of the things that God has to deal with in our lives is pride. And it's not by confession alone. He will put you in a situation that will humble and humiliate you. The son in loves the chasing. The chasing is not beating. He will put you in a place that you have to humble yourself. A story comes to my mind. There was a time that I had Anyway, let me put it this way. We had to serve ice cream for the children when life was in the old place. So the drivers will not come. And the children have to take ice cream. So I will carry the cooler with the ice cream, with the guy serving the ice cream. So in Putija, I was walking like this. This is where I used to live. Oh. They must not see me. They must not see me. Manager, right choice. Carrying ice cream. I'll be dodging. So I will have escaped everything. When I get to the front of the children's hostel, I won't mention this today. I know them today. They say, hey, the ice cream man has come. The ice cream man has come. The ice cream man has come. Hey, everybody be jumping. Ice cream man has come. Echo Jesus. I'm trying to avoid people knowing. You know, come and say, the ice cream man has come. Hey, me ice cream man. Finalized. You are laughing. You do understand. There's some things I don't. You don't understand. Then let me, I want to talk to myself. But you see what I'm trying to say is, God, what He did for Jesus, He will allow you to go through the same. There are two things, like Godwin said years ago, two business that you start from the top: grave digging and well digging. Others you start from below. So people say, prophet! No, please leave me alone. Godwin said, he puts his prophets in the pit. P-I-T, like this for Joseph. Prophets in training. You go and check. The pit they treat Joseph was without water. Jeremiah. So what are we saying? Let me continue. I won't talk about Paul again. Pastor, I took time to talk about Paul. He was a pioneer. So he went through a lot of things. Are you following me? But what I want to say at the end of the day is this. But say, though your beginning be small, your times are greatly increased. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning of the matter. Paul stood at the end of the day. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I said that now I've kept the faith. He said, now there's a crown waiting for me. A crown of righteousness that the righteous judge will give me. And I said, not only to me. So not only for apostles, although it's five of ministry, but to everyone that loves his appearing. That's what you need to see. So for the joy that is set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame. So I'll run through the life of Joseph as a perfect type. At age 17, he had a dream. Now when his father gave him coat of many colors, and his brethren sold him. Brethren. Genesis chapter 42 verse 21 says that, and they said one to another, say, we were guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we will not hear. That is, he was begging, he said, don't kill me, please. I don't want to die. He said, you and your dreams. But at age 30, he stood before Pharaoh. Bible says he lived 110 years. That means he had 80 years of ibadu, pleasure. 13 years of tribulation. God gave me a scripture. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 27 to 28 in Amplified Bible. Yes, sir. Folks, learn to bear your yoke in your youth. Let me read. It is good for a man that you bear the yoke of divine disciplinary dealings. Is he on the board? In his youth, let him sit alone like Jacob and pray. On complaining and keeping silent in hope of his glory. Because God has laid the yoke upon him for his benefit. Bear your yoke. Stop complaining. Why did they bring this person to my life? It is God that brought him. How can you go in forgiveness if they don't offend you? It's not confession alone. No. But you need a catalyst. Not the person now, but the person now allowing the sin nature. Are you following me? You need practicals. We are not going to do in those days alternative without practicals. No, this one, you will go to the lab of the pressure cooker. And you cannot go until you pass. Yes, you cannot go. Why? Because God loves you. It's the one that you don't love, you just leave. But this one, he said in the book of Revelations, he said, leave this one. He said, for the throne now. He said, measure the temple. He said, and them, the altar, and them that worship therein. For the court that is without, leave it. Those are the catalysts.
Jehovah said, we are not going anywhere. But you that you are going, we will make sure that we disturb you.
But see, my familiars, watch for my all thing.
Satan is using it. They don't know. Like Joseph's brother, they didn't know.
But you must learn to grow like Joseph. When they come back, you show them mercy.
You see beyond what they did. And see the purpose of God. That God is planning not just to save me alone, like Esther thought initially, but to save a whole nation.
Song of Solomon chapter 3 verse 6 says, by the time you come and say, who is this that cometh out of the wilderness?
Like pillar of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, you all the powders of the merchant.
Put it on the board now. Songs of Solomon chapter 3 verse 6.
They're going to say, I'm going to come out of wilderness one day. The wilderness is not the promised land. Put it there. Say, who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke?
Bible says, I become a pillar and shall no more go out.
You are carrying out the kingly anointing. The smoke is not the smoke of ordinary smoke. It's all about the glory. And what produced the glory is a perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, intercession, with powders of the merchant. When you come out, Bible says, John the Baptist was in the wilderness until the day of his showing. They didn't see nobody. See, many of us, God has hidden us. Nobody knows. In caves. Thank you. Like Obadiah.
For such a time as this.
Say, a fountain sealed is my spouse.
Put it, it's just coming to me. It's in songs. So it says, a fountain sealed is my beloved.
He says, awake, O north wind. Awake, thou south. And blow. See, I think the north wind is a very dry wind.
But you know, for you to ripen fruit many times in this time of time, you need harsh weather conditions.
Say, awake, O north wind. Blow thou south upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out, and my beloved may come into his garden to eat his pleasant fruits.
So, let me rush through. The parable of the sower. Matthew 13, verses 20 to 22. Say, but he that receiveth seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy received it. Everybody's shouting now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yet hath he no, say, root. No root in himself. But dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word's sake, by and by he or she is offended. Will not be offended in Jesus' name.
So let's stay on that coffin. Who's not offended? Paul said, you told I'm offended. You told I haven't been offended before. But when you see that it is raining outside, I want to go outside. And maybe you step out and it rain, you turn that, brah, and you run back inside. Folks, those that stayed inside Noah's ark, they understood that to get out is not a, it's too costly. With all the cow dung and everything smelling inside. Instead of staying inside the ark and enjoy the cow. And I told the mosquito, I know maybe it not started biting by then. But you know, it's better for you to stay inside Noah and just stay there, JJ. Until the flood is over. There's a flood of iniquity outside there. What am I saying? He said that the stony ground, what was the problem? On sin nature that was not dealt with. Said they received with joy. Pastor has preached before. Said they had no root themselves. What is the reason why they didn't have food themselves? They lack determination to continue to walk in love, especially when it's not convenient for them. Say, I will walk in love, but I have my right. Second reason, they have no root in themselves. Where are we supposed to have root? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 says, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being what? Rooted and grounded in love. You overcome much tribulation by bearing much fruit. Just like I said, herein is my Father glorified, that he bear much fruit.
Isaiah 37 verse 31. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall do what? Shall take what? Root downward in love. And bear fruit upward.
how you overcome tribulation. Now, why tribulation? Let me just read because of time. God allows tribulation to break our pride. I already mentioned it. I have the example of Paul. I'll just quote part of the scripture. We all know it. Paul said there was a messenger of Satan. He said, because of the abundance of revelation that was given to me. He said, well, given to the messenger of Satan to buffet me. He said, I besought the Lord 3 times. And he said, no, Paul, I'm not taking this thing away. My grace is sufficient for you. Are you following me? And how do you get grace? Through humility. I was in the book of James. He said, give it more grace. Say, give it more grace. So if you're finding it difficult to overcome that talent, you need to humble yourself more to receive sufficient grace to overcome that messenger of Satan. Are you all with me? I say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. So God was telling Paul that the same thing I experienced in Gethsemane. Say, Father, if it's your will, let it come out. The Father said, Jesus, my grace is sufficient for you. So he prayed another hour. It's the same thing. He said, if be willing. And he didn't, who told you he wanted to go? He didn't want to go. Or else it will not be a temptation. So not my will, but your will be done. But he prayed again. The Father didn't answer him. He had all this. We don't even have all this. We don't have access yet to 12 legions of angels. He had. But he just said no. See, the Father said, I should not do anything. I will not do anything. If it was you and I would take the person to court. I would say, you don't understand. When Peter caught his ear, say, yes, well done. Oh, yeah. You lay hands on all your disciples. Oh, yeah. Begin to kill all of them. And they will have killed them. You must. That's why God is holding back this anointing. He's looking at us every day, checking our hands. Looking at us at the third level. What did you do? That pastor only said, you saw somebody stumble. What are you saying in your heart? Have you asked for life? Have you strengthened the person? Or you are saying, oh, I wish it was me. I would deal with him. Oh, it's okay, no problem. Stay there. Mercy. So that's why God allows tribulation. Why? You now become conscious of your weakness. They say, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. It's not physical weakness here. It's the weakness that comes from a sin nature in the flesh. We recognize that the sin nature in your physical body and so what makes you a weak person? You think you are strong. That's pride. When you recognize, like Paul recognized at one time in his life, he now began to say something. He said, I, yet not I, but the grace of God that is with me. He said, I. You can say religiously. It's not what I say. It's from experience. It's I, in 1 Corinthians 15:10. Say, I labored more than they, yet not I. First, I correct him. Because it's going to be, it's I, yet not I, but the grace of God that is with me. It's humility. Permanent humility. So he enables you to see God more. Now, the second reason why I have here is this, as I rush through. I'm just suffering of much tribulation from Satan and his quotes for the word's sake. Say, for the word's sake. We're not just suffering affliction because of our foolishness. So, for the word's sake. But say, persecution and affliction are right for the word's sake. Creates the legal basis for the eternal confinement and punishment of Satan and all who follow his example of rebellion against God in the lake of fire. Pastor said in scripture, Jesus' death and resurrection by shedding of his blood, he paid for our sins so we don't go to hell. But for God to sentence Satan eternally and his courts in eternal fire, you need to allow him to come and attack you. So we have a legal basis. I say, yes. Let me give an example. You have an adage. If you are wearing a cap, I'm trying to attain an age, and somebody comes with a sword and wants to cut your head, and it cuts your cap. they will not wait for him to die. Like, cut. It's culpable, right? That he actually wanted, if it was not for the message. I follow him. What did he say? Attempted murder. So God is waiting for him. God doesn't want you to destroy. No, no, no. But you need to allow him. Make you a bait. I follow me. But even though you are a bait, are you following me? We are not prey. Say, yeah, we are not sheep for the slaughter. I give you understanding. So when it comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. So God allow him to come. Let him come. Understand. So I read the scripture. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 4 to 9. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God, for your patience and faith in your tribulations that you endure, which is the manifest token of the righteous judgment of God,
that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you suffer. Seeing it's a righteous thing. We got what? To recompense tribulation to them that troubles you. And to you that are troubled, rest. I can never forget. This is where I'm quoted from Bible. He said, pressure! Don't pressure me! Everybody was just, some of us here, some of us were not born. Then they now say, to you that are troubled, what? Rest. To you that are troubled, rest. He said, when the Lord, where is this now? I said, and to you at all rest. Say, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, not born again, and them that obey not the gospel, born again, but not obeying the gospel, that are troubling you, that know not God, and they that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his presence. So Satan knows. God has rented it, has built his house for him. He's going to park him very soon. And he parks him. We that are in heaven will be rejoicing. We'll do opening ceremony. He's afraid. I'm telling you, Satan is afraid. He knows. He knows. So he's trying to delay. Trying to see if there. He knows in his heart. But no, deceiver is deceived. So he thinks there is a way that this thing will not occur. Oh my God. Bible says that it's nature to deceive. So he can never know the truth. So his self is deceived. He believed that there is a way that this thing can happen. That he will delay it and then go back to the initial plan. Go possible. Thou shall be cast down. I follow him. You know what? It is God that is sustaining Satan. Yes, so I have made you so. It is God that is sustaining him. I said, no weapon. He said, I'm the one that created the waster to destroy. He said, no weapon that is formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. So there is nothing that this Satan can bring out in his arsenal in this end time that will hinder the manifestation of the sons of God. He knows. So he said, who? Pastor said, who? Who shall separate you from the love of God? Who? The first thing he said is tribulation. Let me interpret. Won't kill people. Boy, say, you are killing any fans. When people are. You understand what I'm trying to say? Somebody is carrying a ding gun. You have all this heavy weapon. The bloody word and the spirit. What sin do you want to commit that God will not forgive you? The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I'm talking about the bloody word and the spirit. We need to know our weapons. You know, it can be carrying a gun. I don't know how to operate it. And you're going around with the gun. Or let me say your phone. You don't know how to use the phone. Like some of these boys, they just be doing boom, boom, boom. Like yesterday, thank God for the Lee Massive voice something. I've tried to I've raised my phone. When I say, okay, can you call, fast fingers. Before you know it, I'm still typing the thing to load. By the time I get there, I say, card has been used. Do you know why? You cannot compare a China phone with an iPhone. Why your own is still booting? What am I saying? Say the blood, the word, and the spirit to are the weapons of our warfare. Mighty to God, to the pulling down of strongholds, cast down of imaginations, breaking into captivity every thought. The business of Christ. Satan knows. He knows. But we don't know. As you ought to know. Understanding is a wellspring of life of him that has it. That's why he said, why are you so faithless? He said, oh, faithless and perverse generation. How long am I going? Same weapons. They were shaking all the rest. Okay. Point number 3. Tribulation produces patience, consistency in the practice of God's word,
skillfully, especially in praying without ceasing, which will lead to the realization of the hope of God's glory. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. You see, when you begin, tribulation is what is going to pressure you. You see, when they say, get up and pray now, because everything is okay. God says, the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. You see, look, Chibi, there is 5 to 6, Abi. I will join 6 to 7. It's not wrong, but you see, God will allow something to push you. Eh? Before 5, you'll have broken up. 3 to 4. 5 to 6, 6 to 7. You know, you are not going to sleep. Yes, you can't sleep. The sleep will go like Daniel. Oh no, he said the sleep went from the king. He said the sleep went away. So, Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5 said, and not only so, but we glory what in tribulations. Knowing, saying, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience. Experience, hope. And hope make not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto you. Hebrews 5:13 says that he that is using milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. That you begin to learn to use your weapons with skill. You are in a situation, you say, Lord, have mercy on me. You begin to use your thoughts to pray. Pastor talked about in-flight refueling. When I'm talking about praying, that you are praying, life has gone down. You don't want to stop and draw life, but with your thoughts, he was using the example of airplanes in the air. That is, the fuel is low. I now want to go and meet it there and connect. Pastor said, no, it's not commercial flight, though. Technology. Another plane will go and meet it in the air, check it, then it will connect and put more fuel. So you can finish the journey. I said that, but that with every joint supplies. When your attitude is right, when you're in a tight situation, and you are weak. There's a psalm that says, when I said my feet slipped, thy mercy upheld me. Let me put it on the board. That is, you are praying. Satan is bombarding. The life has gone down. You know when you are praying at times, as if you are groaning as you are eating your head on the wall. Bah! 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 And Satan is bringing all kinds of thoughts. In flight, refueling by the mercy of God. It's the book of Psalms. Put it there. So when I said my foot slipped, as if my walk in the spirit, said I mercy what? Upheld me. Because mercy is from the air. It's somewhere in the book of Psalms. I don't have time to find it. So when I said, so as honesty of heart, you must say, give me a long. Even though you are doing the rhetorics, say, when I said my foot slipped, not grace, so thy mercy. Oh Lord, did what? Help me up. You just bounce back all of a sudden. In flight refueling. Folks, Satan is in trouble. You can't talk. He's in trouble not because of me, dear, yet, but because of the God that is behind me, who has made us more than conquerors. Make the mistake. God said, get up. Don't be afraid of making mistake. Pastor Chris said, God said, yeah, get up. A just man shall fall 7 times. But Lord will get up. Get up. If God be for us, who can be against us? So, there are some that came to me. I was preparing. The book of things fall apart. I said, you will begin to learn to use your weapons skillfully. Let you know, I said, he said something. He said, Eneke, I may not be able to pronounce it properly, Mrs. Okoye. Eneke the bird says that since men have learned to shoot without missing, he has learned to fly without perching. He said, as he was telling the bird, that bird saw that human beings can shoot without aiming. They don't waste time. So it was learned to fly without perching. That is, I'm not going to wait. So it just keeps on in flight refueling. See, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run. You learn to stay airborne. Because men, all these your adversaries, they have learned to shoot without aiming. You too must learn to fly without perching. Last point. We can also comfort and encourage others from the tribulation that God has comforted us from and helped us to overcome. Why? So that God can, you can now tell people, don't worry.
I talk to them. From you're not talking grammar. You're not, you know, asking the quote scripture. Just bind the devil. Just bind the devil. Just bind the, it is true, just bind the devil. But see, there's a difference between theory and practical. People don't have theory and they don't have experience of practicals. So God will take you, like I said, He will put you in a box. Those things you have been learning, you will now learn by force if you don't want to die. You have a choice, so you can go away. Like that book, Eagle Sense, Arise. He said they put some people, those codes, they were training them to be ruled by the master. There was one that saw the thing that was going on. I just jumped the fence. Then after things changed for those ones had been trained. He said he looked at the legs of the horses. He said they didn't move on. They still see. He said he was afraid that when he saw the guy doing something under the horse, tightening on a screw. He said, won't this horse kick them? No. No. Joel chapter 2, folks. They will not break rank. Say they will not trust that with the short sword. They have been trained. They know when to move. They know when to stop. They know when to move. They know when to stop. Perfect unity. They will match you if you see them. Wah, 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 wah. They will give a command. Nobody else will hear the command. They will be the one they will hear. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Say who? Say who? Comforted us in all our what? Tribulation, not some, all. That why? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. Say any trouble. By the comfort wherewith we ourselves have been comforted. So when God delivers you, Paul said, he said, God has delivered from all of them. Psalm says, many are the afflictions of righteous, but they are them all. You know, there's something that God does that we don't understand. I'll use the scripture to explain it. He wants to equip you. So that under any circumstances, you will do what Jesus would do. I'll use the scripture to understand it. Then I'll now quote, the scripture we quote every day from Amplified Bible, understand. So you can understand why you are going to what you are going through. So you don't run away. Honestly, I'm not doing it again. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, Amplified Bible. Hebrews 2, 10. God wants to equip you. For it was an act worthy. Are we there? For it was an act worthy. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 in Amplified Bible. Let's go there. For it was an act. Let's go. For it was an act worthy of God and fitting to the divine nature. Let's read together. That he for whose sake and by whom all things have their existence in bringing many sons to glory to make the pioneer, say the pioneer of their salvation perfect, to bring to maturity the human experience necessary to be perfectly equipped for his office as high priest through suffering. So Jesus Christ is not talking grammar. No, the Father says you have to go and die. Go and they never knew what sin would be like physically. They didn't know. They knew by revelation, but I never experienced it before. You don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. The three persons of the Godhead, they understood by revelation what sin could do, make man do. But they had never experienced it before. So he's not sitting there and say, okay, don't worry. Bind the devil. Confess the word. Lose the angels. No, you said they agreed. Somebody has to go and experience this thing. That may be a merciful and a faithful high priest. So when you are crying under pressure, Bible says that in the book of Hebrews, it says that we have not a high priest that is not touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points, say all points, tempted like as we are, yet without sin. You are destined to win. There's nothing you are going through that I didn't go through. I don't care the temptation. That is why tribulation. That is why God allowed him to come, that he may be equipped. So when you begin to go through trials and tribulations, he's feeling it. In Hebrews now says, therefore, Hebrews chapter 4, he says, that creature, he said, for we have not an high priest who cannot be touched, but he's touched, he knows what it is when people betray you. He knows what it is when the parents will send for you and your brethren say he has gone mad. Yes. He knows what it is when you're trying to help people and they are saying, this man, no. If you are really a prophet of God, wouldn't this man say sinner? He knows it. So for we have not an high priest, we cannot be taught with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points, say all points, tempted like as we are, yet without sin. It didn't stop there. Next verse. Let us therefore, boldly, boldly, confidently, come unto the throne of grace, that I may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That is why I'm praying for you. Ever living to make intercession for you. Serving to the uttermost. That is the primary purpose of his high priestly ministry, to bring many sons to glory. All the other things are icing on the cake. If you get all that, and you don't get that one, you failed. Will not fail in Jesus' name. So that is why. That is why. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, I will close. We quote it all there. I put it in Amplified Bible. I'm talking about God trying to equip you. It's not theory. It's not alternative to practicals. You are going to go there with your pipette. What do you call this thing? Litmus, what do you call this thing? I used to drop. Methyl orange. Thank you, Prof. You begin to drop it a little at a time. You prepare it. You begin to titrate, yes. You begin to. The color changes. So the moment it changes, So the moment that we are finished work, we shall be caught up. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, Amplified Bible. What does this say? Amplified Bible. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Let us see. Linking that scripture to the former this one. It says, his intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministering towards the building up of Christ's body, the church. How do you build up? If you see your brother sin a sin on there, ask for life. So God wants to equip you. So part of that equipment is that people will offend you 70 times, 7 times in a day. So you can't stop that. Then 7 times in a day, you ask for life. You remit their sins, you ask for life. But you are saying mercy. That's what we are called to. You become ever living to make intercession for the saints. So you now join that group. So you don't say, no, I can't work with this one. No. You work with that one. That's the purpose. That's the purpose. You forgive, you ask for life. You forgive, you ask for life. When God sees that you have done it, then, hey! Say, this is my beloved son. My well pleased. That's why I said what I said in Psalm 23. Today, do I walk the valley of shadow of death? I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The next verse says, after you go to that, you're walking through, but you're going to walk to the other side. So when I get to the other side, I say, thou hast laid the table before me in the presence of my enemies, the carnal mind, that and Satan, thou hast anointed my head with oil, not with the spirit with measure. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. So my cup runs. So when it begins to run over, as the spirit that measure, stand to your feet. I need to quote the scripture. Let's talk to God. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. It says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing what? Instant in prayer. It's very simple. That thing on the board, that thing that says practical implementation of walking the spirit. That's the summary. I don't have time. We all know it. If you don't know it, you're watching online, please go and check our website. Check pastor's messages. You can see this is it. Everything is inside the app. Oh, this is it though. This is the key. Say, this is the key. This is the key. This is distilled wisdom. That's the how. Set your way to walk in love. Where is that song? Holy Spirit. Hold on. One more scripture. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, for whatever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Through the love. Oh, what's that tune? What's the tune?
Through the love of God,
let's sing it together.
All will be well. Pure and changeless is his favor. All is well. Precious is the blood that healed us. Perfect. shield us stronger and stretch out to shield us all.
Let's sing this next verse in faith. Yes, Lord,
though we pass through tribulation, all will be well. Christ has purchased
full salvation.
Salvation, all is well. Happy, happy is God confiding, fruitful even, Christ abiding, holy through the Spirit's guiding, all must be well.
Last stanza.
We expect a bright tomorrow.
Barren, thou that is not bare, break forth into singing. Cry aloud, thou that is not travailed with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand, on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make desolate cities to be inhabited. Let's talk to God. And that scripture comes to me. We have come to that season. I'll quote. For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open up the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn in Zion, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. We say, Lord, please have mercy on us. We say, we receive your blood to cleanse us from all our righteousness. We receive your life and your power in sufficient measure as we. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, reminding me that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the experience of the total dominion of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, in our spirits, souls, and our bodies. That I may reign as kings in life in Christ Jesus. I understand. Say, I understand. Therefore, I ask for fresh mercy and grace and help in sufficient measure, not to be weary in well-doing, as I daily practice walking in the love of God, to endure the cross, to despise the shame, that I too may be set at your right hand with Christ Jesus, to help deliver creation from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the sons of God. Let's now pray in tongues. Let us pray, brethren. God is here to comfort them that mourn in Zion, to give beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit. Lift up your hands that hang down. Confirm the feeble knees. Say to them of a fearful heart, be strong, but God will come with vengeance and with a recompense. In Jesus' name.
Let's not pray for our healing. Is there any sick among the Bible says? Under covering, just put your hand wherever you need healing. Or if you need comfort and strength, I don't know what you are going through, but God is here to encourage you. There's a table ahead of you in the presence of your enemies. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my brethren that are lifting up their hands. I come to thank you for your mercy in this service today. Thank you for the covenant and the prayers of the fathers that have created this avenue to declare your word, your counsel. I pray for my brethren, Lord, that lift up my hands for healing. Bible says you sent your word and you healed them. I deliver them for their destruction. Bible says, whosoever sins will remit, they are remitted. Father, on that covenant, I said to my Father, I will remit everybody's sin watching live or online through the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. I will send that healing word to heal you of every sickness or every disease, whatever it might be, Father. I receive healing for everyone standing here today or watching life now in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you forgive all our iniquities. You heal all our diseases. I also pray for every need to be met. My God will supply all your need according to your riches glory by Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, we're so thankful for this word today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this word of encouragement. Thank you for causing us, Lord God, to see more clearly, much more clearly the days ahead, and to know that, Lord, with you we are more than victorious, more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, because of your love for us. We thank you for the covering of our fathers. Thank you for the days of glory which are just ahead. We return to you all the glory and the praise for all you have done, are doing, and all that is yet to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, under the covering of the fathers, we come to declare concerning us and all that pertain unto us, that the Lord bless us and keep us all. The Lord make his face to shine upon us. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us. The Lord our God gives us peace. God makes his head and not tail. So we're above only and not beneath. So we prosper in everything we set our hands on to do, and are at least 10 times better than our peers by an ever-increasing enlightenment of our minds in the name of Jesus. And so we possess the gates of our enemy, even the gates of death. And so we shall live, we shall not die. We shall live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. And yes, the Lord satisfies us all with long life, and he shows us his salvation, even the perfection and the fullness of Christ, and the now imminent manifestation of the glory of the Spirit without measure. And so the Lord anoints us afresh with anointings of Enoch, of Abraham, of Joseph, of Moses, of Joshua, of Ruth, of David, of Elisha, of Daniel, of Esther, of Paul, and of John, in Jesus' name. And share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Tell you, though you go through tribulation, there'll be no bones broken in the name of Jesus. Amen.